You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Robert Keck, who left the corporate world with a good paying and secure job to become the owner of Right at Home Pet Sitting and Dog Walking. Robert is a family man with three young boys and a beautiful wife coming to us from Detroit, Michigan. Robert, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So, pretty cool what you're doing. Definitely want to hear more about it. What was the drive behind the decision to leave a steady corporate job and take on the feat of starting your own business, and why pet sitting?
Well, Eric, even as a young boy, running a business has always been in my head. As I became a teenager, my first go at a business was starting an auto detailing shop. And that was a lot of fun, and there was satisfaction coming from the finished product. You know, when you saw the car when it was done, that was rewarding, but it just wasn't sticking with me. And then in my early 20s, there were a couple more failed attempts at some other business ideas I had. But I never really viewed these attempts as failure, but just as a learning experience. As my life became a bit more structured, as I grew older with getting married, buying a home, you know, et cetera, those kinds of things, I got stuck in the corporate 8-hour day job, you know. And it was paying the bills and it was giving us the insurance we needed and a sense of security. But I got bored real quick, and doing a job that someone tells you to do was only fulfilling to me until I learned the ropes of the job I was doing. And then after a short time, I looked for something else to do. So this is the pattern that I followed for about 20 years. Yes, they were good jobs and decent pay, you know, with the insurance benefits, 401k, et cetera. But I always wanted to learn more and more and do more. It just wasn't fulfilling. So as I worked in these jobs, I just wanted always to know the inside scoop of everything, how it worked, you know, what made the business run. And I wanted to run things and use my brain and creativity to make the bigger decisions at my job, not just do the same mundane things over and over again. So even any advancement in the jobs that I held could not offer what I was after. From what I could see, all the management positions that I even started training for and I could have gone with, and the higher positions held in the company that I was at, I realized that they were all basically just yes men. And they're the ones who must do what the stockholders want. You know, they have to say yes every time, or they would not be in the position that they're in. So these yes men were carefully picked, most from within the company, through a panel interview of cleverly chosen behavioral type questions. And if you answered the way that they wanted, yes, they would score you high. And if you were too much of a thinker and weren't exactly what they were looking for, then you scored low. So it seemed to me that management and upper management really didn't have the power, and that they just started to handle admin duties and take blame or pass it on whenever they could. And that's just what really got to me. And it was this monotony that drove me crazy. It drove me to get out and finally start my own business. And as far as the pet sitting, it was something that I didn't jump right into. I mean, I love animals, so that part of the decision was easy. But choosing this business had more to do with living in Michigan. And I say that because the Midwest was not yet used to the idea of someone coming into your home to watch your pets. For most, it was a fairly new concept. And so that is what really intrigued me, to be part of an industry in an area that is going to experience this pet-sitting industry right from the infancy stages. And that sounded exciting. So that's what drove me to get into the pet sitting industry in Michigan.
So what have been the challenges and how did you overcome those obstacles along the way?
Well, the biggest challenge I had to deal with throughout the years was finding the encouragement to make it happen. I was raised in a wonderful, loving, hardworking family. You know, my parents are immigrants who lived during World War II in Europe, and they managed to get to America eventually and live the dream through their hard work and long hours. So working hard for your employer was definitely stressed, especially by my father. And the idea was that then your employer will see your hard work and your employer will reward you and you will move up in the company. So the loyalty thing was what my father always stressed, you know, to be a hard worker and stick with the company. But that may still work in a couple of smaller shops or businesses, in my opinion, but I don't see that much in corporate America. I believe those days are gone. So being an entrepreneur, in my family at least, was looked at more like a fun dream to them and not something that really could be a reality. And as the youngest of four children in my family, I was always looking for approval from my father. But instead, I kept being disappointed in his eyes because I just was not of that same mold. I was viewed as kind of unorthodox. I was off the beaten path, you know. I was kind of the troublemaker. My mom, with her German accent, she would call me the night watchman. Night watchman. So I was just always this black sheep, I guess you could say. Not in any big trouble, just I was just different. And even my older brothers and sisters never really could relate to what I was really up to or who I really was. I seemed to just frustrate them. So the solution I decided was to just get myself around people who knew how my brain was wired and how it worked and who kept encouraging me to stay the course of an entrepreneur. And my wife also was a tough to get on board at first, but now she's my biggest cheerleader, you know, and many others have been there for me, or I say us now because my wife and I are like a team. So as well, you know, her family is very supportive as well. So it's been working out. And another challenge was at the beginning phases of my business when something unexpected came and, you know, I was living in Grand Rapids at the time. That's where I started the business off. And we needed to move back closer to my family who lived and my wife's family who all lived on the east side by Detroit, in the suburbs of Detroit. And that's about 200 miles away. So all of a sudden, a month later, and here we are living in Northville, Michigan. So I looked at this as an opportunity to grow the business in the Detroit area. And to help us with this, I had one of my pet sitters in Grand Rapids. She took the initiative to do some marketing on that side of the state and get it going over there while I got settled in Northville. But then this led to the challenge of marketing to a larger market, and that translates to larger money. But every challenge that comes up is how I look at it, just a learning and growing experience, and things are going well.
So what sacrifices did you have to make in order to reach these goals that you set for yourself once you got started?
I think time and money are two sacrifices that most startups need to contend with. There's never enough of either of those things in the beginning. So my lifestyle took some cuts, you know, not eating out as much or buying all the clothes or driving the newest cars, those kinds of things. You know, I just had to kind of simplify the life a little bit. My wife and I had to sacrifice time with each other, you know, and sometimes when we are strapped to get some work done, you know, that's what had to be done. We just needed to understand that and then, you know, have some alone time later in the week. But we still tried to keep a good balance with our goal in mind, and that was ultimately to not be stuck in the monotonous 8-hour job, but to have a much more flexible lifestyle so that we would be able to spend more quality time together and with our three young boys.
Today we're joined by Robert Keck, who left the corporate world with a good paying and secure job to become the owner of Right at Home Pet Sitting and Dog Walking here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, coming to us from Detroit, Michigan this morning. Now that your pet sitting and dog walking business has really taken off, what is your vision for the future of Right at Home as well as the pet sitting industry in general?
Well, my vision is quite unorthodox. It's also still in the works, and I don't want to spoil the surprise I have in store, but I do see Right at Home playing a huge role in getting the Midwest on board with at-your-home pet sitting, since it has lagged behind in the market in the nation. I love animals. I am certified through the National Association of Professional Pet Sitters, and taking care of our clients' pets is so rewarding. Because we're making life easier for the pet owners as well as their pets. I mean, they no longer have to worry about them, and that is a great feeling, and that brings peace of mind to the clients, and their animals do much better with this kind of service. My vision for Right at Home, though, is much bigger than just these benefits I just talked about. I'm excited to be doing this in Michigan. This is a great state with great people. And I want to be a part of the solution in Michigan and spread a positive spirit to everyone that I can. We invite you and everyone to keep following us here at Right at Home Pet Sitting and Dog Walking into the future. We got some exciting things coming up, and it's got some unique business ideas that will be new to the industry. Want you all to be an active part of our vision as well and join us.
One of the things I would be curious about as far as the trust end of things is what is the process of building confidence between the client and yourself within this situation when I'm assuming most people are working, you're coming to the home, possibly even entering into the home. I don't know. Just kind of walk me through that process of how that works from a curious standpoint.
Oh, sure. You know, and that is a very good question because, building the trust does come with time. But initially, we're trained, we're certified through NAPS, which is the National Association of Professional Pet Sitters. We run background checks on everyone. So we make sure that the people that are entering the home I'll be checked out. We are bonded, you know, with a dishonesty bond, and we are insured. And, you know, that all brings some peace of mind to the client right from the start. But then the trust is quickly gained after they see what an excellent service that we provide for the customers. It actually gives them, like I said, the peace of mind right from the start. I've never had a customer say that they were sorry that they tried this business.
And how do you find your clients? These are the folks listening in. They're listening to this story and this history, and they're probably thinking, wow, so how does he find his clients? I mean, that would also be a curiosity.
Sure. Many networking opportunities that come up, a member of the Chamber of Commerce, they have a lot of good tools to use to get into the community so that the community can actually see you face-to-face. And being involved with the programs and the events that the community puts on. And I encourage each of my pet sitters, whichever community that they are in and living in and sitting for, get involved in their communities and in their chamber and with these networking events. Because once your customers can put a face to who's going to be watching over their pet family, as it is, you know, that really, you're building a relationship right there, right from the first contact. So it helps to be able to see your clients up front. Of course, there's advertisement that we do in local magazines. I've done radio ads, mailers that go out, things such as that. And all of those have brought business. And But I think the most important thing is to get up front and face-to-face with the community to get to know them personally.
Good stuff. Now, what advice do you have for others out there who have the entrepreneurial spirit but have not taken the leap?
I would say don't listen to negative people. There's enough negativity already out there, and sometimes well-intentioned people, our friends, parents, teachers, they may not even think that they're being negative. So be discerning. Do not be upset with them. I mean, they have good intentions, but just let it roll off. They most likely aren't going to change the way that they think, no matter what happens. That's just, how they're wired. But a good thing to consider is, as mentioned a little bit, was to join some networking groups, get face-to-face with ones in the community. They will refer you to others, and just be involved with your community. And you'll find that most of the people that you meet in these networking events and these groups online sometimes that you can be a part of, depending on what avenue and what field that you're into. I put it off far too long. I mean, I had some trials and errors in the past, but if you can pursue your dreams before having all the responsibilities that life brings, having a family and owning a home perhaps and other big responsibilities, you'll be much better off in the long run. And just keep reminding yourself that this is something you can do. So I wish all the best to all of you, and I really appreciate you having me on the show, Eric.
Hey, you're quite welcome. Just before you take off, Robert, where can our folks be in touch with you online to grab more information and to get to know what you're doing and how they can tap into your services?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I appreciate that. Our website is www.rightathomellc.com. And the website is constantly being updated, and I'm adding new features all the time. So keep checking back. And my phone number is 800-799-1572. And we'd love to chat and help you out with your pets. We make it easy for you to go on vacation, go to work. You don't have to worry about your pets at all. We'll take care of everything.
He is Robert Keck, who left the corporate world with a good paying and secure job to become the owner of Right at Home Pet Sitting and Dog Walking. And again, the website of reference is rightathomellc.com. Robert, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.